The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. This is part two of the vaccine being exposed completely by the top experts on Capitol Hill. That's huge that it happened in the heart of pure evil, Washington, D.C. And in the heart of that evil, truth was being shown to the entire world, but the entire world hasn't seen it yet. This is why I'm doing some of this and doing it in a sum up, because I know the whole world isn't going to sit through 3 hours. But if I can condense the important stuff that happened there, then the whole world can see it much easier, much quicker. All right. And hopefully in an entertaining way as well, not a boring way. How about this? Let's if you missed part one, I suggest you go see part one, because some of you I know are joining right in the middle of part two, or right at the start of part two, but it's in the middle of covering all of this. You can watch this. It's fine. You don't have to see part one to watch this video, but I'm just saying it might be better that you watch part one, but because you might get, you'll miss things. Anyways, that's up to you. Del Bigtree, he's then brought in to talk about how they lied straight face, because he's the media member that's there besides the experts and doctors and everybody who is an expert in their field. Del Bigtree shows how the media lied straight face to you about the vaccine. And remember, they told you it was safe and effective when they knew it wasn't. And here's the point I really need to make right away. If you say, well, they didn't know at the time, they absolutely did. How do you know? Because I knew at the time. So I knew they were lying. They also knew what to censor, and they were censoring the stuff that we were putting out at the New American. They were trying to censor and destroy our reputations for spreading the truth about all of this. So they did know, because they knew who to censor and they knew who to stop. Besides the fact that they had to know scientifically, because you cannot cure a coronavirus with a vaccine. It is literally impossible. Science has never been able to do so. And I know this is technically not a vaccine. It's gene therapy. I get that. But you still cannot cure a virus in that way, by injecting your blood. First of all, the reason why they can't cure the common cold is simple. Dr. Bhakti always explains this. You have two different immune systems, the respiratory and digestive tract, and then the rest of your body, where with your blood and your organs and stuff, two separate immune systems, which is why they can't cure the common cold, because the common cold infects you through the respiratory tract, okay? And if they inject you to stop that in your blood, automatically you already know it's not going to work, because it's not protecting you where your body is actually going to get infected. This is why they've tried to do those flu and inhaler things that have never really worked, where they try to coat your lungs with something to protect you from getting the flu. If they could develop something that actually did do something to your lungs to prevent you getting an airborne virus, that might actually work, but they've never been able to be successful at it. And since they can't cure the common cold, they can't cure the coronavirus. I said this before there was any studies. I knew that right away. Before the vaccine ever came out, when Donald Trump was suggesting, can we get a vaccine? I was on the radio saying, folks, unless they say they've cured the common cold, you can never believe that they actually developed a vaccine. They're going to say they did because they can make billions of dollars. So obviously they're going to say, oh yeah, yeah, we did. And I guarantee you they can't. But if they cure the common cold, I will change my tone. I will let you know, okay, they've cured the common cold, then that means they can cure a coronavirus, which means they can cure COVID-19. So, yes, from the beginning, all scientists should have known it was a scam, because a talk show host knew. I knew they couldn't cure the common cold, and I knew the common cold was a coronavirus, so that I knew from that alone. So everyone should have known. But I'm telling you, the media did know. I said all that not to toot my horn, but to anger you ahead of time so that you know these punks lied straight face, because these people do know more than the average person what I just said was true, and they knew it at the time. Take a listen.
Well, we live in a time where we're discussing misinformation. Almost everybody at this table has been claimed to be spreading misinformation. I just wanted to show what we were actually seeing in the news as the official information and sort of just bring up a question that brought about as a journalist looking into this. So we can play the video. Go right ahead.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
We can kind of almost see the end. We're vaccinating so very fast. Our data from the CDC today suggests, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
Getting vaccinated and getting a booster shot when eligible can save your life and protect you and your family and friends from getting seriously ill and spreading infection.
What do you think the probability is? 80%?
Personally, I think it's 100%. I think that there's a reduction in transmission.
Right. Essentially, vaccines block you from getting and giving the virus.
If enough people get vaccinated, it actually halts transmission.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
We have all the vaccines we need. We just need our people to take it. A, for their own protection, for the protection of their family, but also to break the chain of transmission. You want to be a dead end to the virus. So when the virus gets to you, you stop it. You don't allow it to use you as the stepping stone to the next person.
Now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus does not infect them. The virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else. It cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people. That means the vaccines will get us to the end of this.
Just want to point out that obviously we haven't gotten to the end of this. And, you know, when those statements were being made as a journalist, I looked at the emergency use authorization for the vaccine and wanted to see, had they achieved the stopping transmission, which is our definition of a vaccine. For most lay people, which is all I am, I'm not a medical expert, but we're supposed to be able to stop the infection, therefore we can create herd immunity. But when we looked at the emergency use authorization, which is right on the screen, if you look what it says under transmission, this is what was known the moment they were making those statements. Can I have the next slide, please? What was known was that the data are not there, limited to assess the effects of the vaccine against transmission of SARS-CoV-2. They had no idea. They had no idea if it would stop the infection, yet they were making those statements on the news. And then just a few weeks ago at the EU, they're having hearings that are very important right now. They asked Borla, the head of Pfizer, to come in. He sent someone just underneath him. This is what she had to say when asked about testing of transmission in the trials for the vaccine. I think you'll find this interesting.
Was the Pfizer COVID vaccine tested on stopping the transmission of the virus before it entered the market? If not, please say it clearly. If yes, are you willing to share the data with this committee? And I really want a straight answer, yes or no, and I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Regarding the question around, did we know about stopping immunization before it's entered the market? No. We had to really move at the speed of science to really understand what is taking place in the market. And from that point of view, we had to do everything at risk.
I just want to finish up this point by saying that, you know, now the EU is looking at suing to get their money back because of the fraud over this product.
That's right. It's all fraud. They knew. Folks, they know they can't cure the common cold. Nobody ever makes that point. I feel like I'm the only one that ever makes that point. You know how they all know they can't do a vaccine for the common cold and for any coronavirus? This is what you have to understand. There's lots of coronaviruses, mostly in cold forms. And COVID-19 is basically a cold, a severe one, designed as a bioweapon, so it hits a human harder than what a normal cold would do. That's true. because it's engineered in a Chinese biological weapon factory. But the point is, it's still a cold virus, basically. And if they can't cure any coronaviruses with vaccines, and it's literally impossible because they can't cure any airborne virus, these have to be disease blood things that they might be able to do with a vaccine, nothing from the airborne, and that's a scientific fact, then how can they run around pretending like we've done it? We've cured the common cold. Because that's what they were saying every time, I would say, when they would push that COVID-19 injection and say, oh, they cured the common cold. I didn't know that that happened. How can these people haven't won the Nobel Prize? Evil, nasty, evil people. And those media members knew it too. They knew it because I was screaming it from the beginning that they're scamming you and lying, and they can't do that, and they scientifically can't do it. And they knew. They're just pure evil because they want to kill people for depopulation, clearly. All right. How about the next cut I have for you? And that is Dr. James Thorpe. Dr. James Thorpe is talking about how the CDC ignored the horrific effects on women and babies.
But what I will say is that the CDC and the FDA look for a twofold increase as a danger signal, a twofold increase. What our study showed was not twofold increases, but 50, 100, or 1,000 increases in menstrual abnormalities, for example, almost 1,200-fold increase compared to the influenza vaccine. How about miscarriage? 58-fold increase in miscarriage from the COVID-19 vaccines compared to that of the influenza vaccine. And I could go on and on. Fetal death, 38-fold increase. This is what I've seen. This is what the data shows. My patients are the rate-limiting factor of future generations of the human race. I want to ask why the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology, why the American College of OBGYN, and why the Society of Maternal Fetal Medicine, all of whom I've served in a professional capacity in an outstanding fashion my entire career, why they are pushing this lethal vaccine in risking the future of all humanity. Thank you, Senator.
So yes or no question. Do you recommend a half a glass of wine to your pregnant patients?
No.
I do want you very briefly cover, because I know you had done a deep dive in peer-reviewed literature on actual case studies on adverse events. What, 1,366?
You nailed it.
Can you just quick summarize it, because we need to get...
Yes, I will. And indeed, published earlier this year, a couple articles. And in that article, I reviewed and studied 1,366 peer-reviewed medical journal publications in the world literature documenting death and destruction after the COVID-19 vaccine. And I can list all those. I published them all in a journal. The Gazette of Medical Sciences published 200 pages of the abstracts of the published literature. And compared with other vaccines, for a century, all the other vaccines, no comparison.
So how is this still being pushed on the world, and especially in America, where it's pushed number one in America? Because it's to weaken America, destroy the population, and destroy the population around the world in order to bring in a one-world government. And it's easier to control when you have less people. And some of them actually do believe, like, the Earth is going to die because of CO2, as foolish as that is. So they think, well, we're saving the planet for future generations. We must murder this generation so that future generations can live. So part of it, you know, that's a bunch of crap. We care so much about humanity in the future, and we're so worried about CO2 and what future generations might face because of CO2. You know what we should do is just murder this entire generation. And that will make sure that there can be no other future generations born in the future anyways, because we've wiped out the entire population. But it'll preserve the planet for future generations. Don't worry. That's what we're doing. We're preserving the planet for future generations with our CO2 plot to depopulate the Earth. Folks, it's just pure evil. Either they're the stupidest people on the face of the Earth, they're demonically possessed, or a combination of both. Who knows? Let me move on. Dr. Ryan Cole shows horrific images of what the spike protein can do to the heart.
In the laboratory, we can do special stains. Now, autopsies have been discouraged by our federal agencies and by Dr. Fauci. You can't find what you don't look for, but a handful of us around the world have been looking. And here on the left, all of that brown is expression of spike protein in the heart cells. If you're developing immunity to a natural infection, you want that protein and that reaction where it comes in, and the next time that's where you're protected. But we're putting this into the body through the whole system. Now it is hijacking any and every organ it wants to. It's not just that this spike protein is dangerous. The lipid nanoparticle will go anywhere into the body. It was designed to carry chemotherapeutic agents to the brain. You don't want spike protein in your brain. So that is spike protein in the heart, inducing inflammatory reactions. Remember, poking a hole, throwing hand grenades in? That's what your immune cells are now doing to your own cells. Dr. Hageman, European Journal of Immunology, it's called antibody-dependent cellular cytotoxicity.
Yes, and it's causing myocarditis. And it can happen in any of your organs, sadly. This is truly a bioweapon that only could be thought up by evil human beings to do something like this. Folks, the consequences of the vaccine are so horrific, they have to be intentional. You couldn't even accidentally do this. It's too perfect for their agenda. If you want to depopulate the Earth and slowly do it, you give them a vaccine-induced AIDS, VAIDS, where their immune system is damaged, and then they'll slowly die, and it could be 2 years from now. But because of their weakened immune system, of something else, and it might look like you didn't even do anything. At the same time, it's going to affect their reproductive systems, men and women. Reduce the sperm count dramatically, which has been proven in scientific studies. It's a total fact. Harm the woman's reproductive systems, which we know that, and the excess bleeding and all of that that's going on. So you're actually sterilizing people. So you're not only killing people, you're preventing people from having kids. And if you promote it for pregnant women, you're going to promote a whole bunch of miscarriages and death of babies. It's so perfect for someone who wants depopulation. How could you think it's not? How could you think it's an accident? How could you think, wait, the depopulation globalist, Bill Gates, who runs around worried and saying we need to control the population, is the number one advocate for this. And even was on tape saying that vaccines could be used to help depopulate the Earth. And this thing does exactly that perfectly, in a way that when they're designing it, they're thinking we could do this and people wouldn't even know what's going on. But those same people just accidentally stumbled upon this vaccine to do all those things. It's just coincidence. I want to say more, but I know I'll just get too angry over people who don't see it and are too stupid to understand the evil in our world. Evil exists, and you have witnessed some of the most evil in all of mankind's history. That's what you have witnessed, and you need to know it. How about this? More images from Dr. Ryan Cole.
That big brown thing in the middle, this is from the lung of an individual that did not live. But see all the brown in the middle of that? This spike protein, in the absence of the platelets, will still clump and fold proteins. And everybody hears about these, you know, scary, unusual clots. Thankfully, it's not happening to everybody. But are we testing people with clotting disorders before we ask them to get a shot? No. And even if they have a problem after one shot, we're telling them to get another one. We know this causes clotting. That is one big clot in a deceased person. See that little circle down there? That's the lining of the wall of a blood vessel. And all that brown, that whole vessel, is lined with deposited spike protein after an injection. And I'll segue real quick. The next slide, please. See all those brown dots? That's brain. Does that spike protein, anybody heard of brain fog after the infection? Sure. What about brain fog after the injections? What about persistent brain fog or slowing of neurological function? Does this foreign protein with inflammatory and immune system toxicity belong within the neurons of our brain? Thank you.
All right, folks. And I want to give you testimony as quickly as I possibly can from a victim. So take a listen.
My name is Brianne Dressen. I'm a previously healthy mother of two young kids and a preschool teacher. My life before my vaccine was beautiful. Sorry, it's hard to remember the worst parts of my life. Unfortunately, I'm not alone. I participated in a clinical trial for AstraZeneca, and now I suffer from a severe debilitating form of neuropathy that will progress until I'm essentially left in a care home. I'm not alone in my struggle. Unfortunately, there are other clinical trial participants that are dealing with the same thing. There's Olivia Tessenauer, who's a Moderna clinical trial participant, who now has severe and rare T-cell lymphoma. She's coded as moderate lymphadenopathy in the report. I'm not even in my report. Augusto Rue with Pfizer, severe and lasting neurocardiogenic side effects. He's coded as fully recovered. Maddie DeGary, a 12-year-old, confined to a wheelchair, feeding tube, coded as a stomach ache. This progressed on to the public rollout. 1 in 3 reports in VAERS. We don't know what's happening to these reports. Where are these people? We found over 20,000 COVID vaccine injured in just a short year, with Joel and I founding an organization that's dedicated to advocating for the healing of these people who are suffering. The NIH knows. They flew us out. They researched us. They also help people with secret protocols that the public still does not know about. I know because I was one of those people that was given those protocols that Joel and I now use daily to help prevent severe disease from happening to people who are newly injured. The FDA also knows all of this. And when we've talked to them about these secrets, the response that we got was, there are no secrets here.
Folks, I'm out of time. But you can see they have lied. Of course they're going to lie about the trials. They're going to lie about the victims. They've lied about everything. And they continue to lie, and they continue to push the vaccine, knowing it's the most deadly thing that's ever been engineered by mankind, basically. If people were to continue to get the vaccine, and if you were to do what the liberals say in America, to get boosted, and some have suggested now in the government, once every 2 months. Imagine, even if you did it once every 6 months or once a year, the entire population of America would eventually be wiped out because you're like playing Russian roulette, pulling a trigger every time. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. Go out and spread the truth and stand for the truth. See ya! If you like what you're hearing on my show, consider watching The Daniel Natal Show, which is presented by The New American at thenewamerican.com. Daniel Natal will go into all sorts of stuff at a very intellectual, high intellectual level. And I love how he does things. You should check it out. So think of it as the intelligence agency bureau for people to go to. It's really unique, really cool, and very intellectual. If you're into that, you will love it. So check out The Daniel Natal Show at thenewamerican.com.